我们看第五章第一节。
Amos chapter 5 verse 1。
这是阿摩斯他所做的一首哀歌。
And so, this is a lament written by Amos.
以色列家啊，要听我为你们所做的哀歌。
Hear the word, hear this word, O house of Israel.
第二节说，以色列民跌倒不得再起，躺在地上无人搀扶。
2. Fallen is the virgin Israel, never to rise again.
所以这首他的歌呢，就在说明啊，当时候百姓他们一直违背神的提醒，那最后神要来找他们时候，他们就没有办法真的见神了。
And so this was a lament and a reminder to the Israelite that since they kept was being disobedient to God, that they can no longer return to Him.
那神要让这个毁灭来到。
And God was going to have let destruction come upon them.
所以以色列民要跌倒，不得再起。
And so the Israelite people will fall and never rise again.
那为什么先知会做这一首哀歌
？So why did the prophet write this?
因为第三节说，主神这样说：以色列家的城发出一千的，剩下一百；发出一百的，剩下十个。
And so, because in verse 3 it says, "This is what the Sovereign Lord says: The city that marches out 1,000 strong for Israel will have only 100 left. The town that marches out 100 strong will have only 10 left."
表示说他们会被打败。
Which means that they will be defeated.
他们会被俘虏。
They will be captured.
他们就是。他们的国家将要被灭亡。
And so their country will be destroyed.
所以先知已经看到这个结果。
And so the prophet has already seen this ending.
他也知道为什么会有这个结果的。
And so he also knows why this is their result.
因为神已经跟他讲百姓真正的原因在哪里，神要他们怎么改变，先知都知道了。
Because God has already told him what they need to change and what is their sins.
我们现在看第五章的第十节。
Let's turn to chapter 5, verse 10.
第十节。
Verse 10.
应该是第十节，我看看。应该是，看看，这是第七章，第五章的第十节是阿拉吗？对不起，应该是我写错了，应该是第十六节，第十六节的。
And verse 16。
十六节说，主神，主万军的神如此说，在一切宽阔处必有哀嚎的声音，在各街市上必有人说。哀哉哀哉，必叫农又必叫农夫来哭嚎，叫善歌唱哀歌的来举哀。
16. Therefore, this is what the Lord God Almighty says: There will be wailing in all the streets and cries of anguish in every public square. The farmers will be summoned to weep and the mourners to wail.
那第十七节说。
17.
在各葡萄园必有哀嚎的声音，因为我必从你们中间经过。
17. There will be wailing in all the vineyards, for I will pass through your midst, says the Lord.
那表示说，现在神这样说，第十六节特别说是神说的，会有很多到处都会有人一直哀嚎。
And so here, in verse 16, it says this is the words that God says, and that there will be great wailing.
你从十六节到十七节，你看到一直都是哀嚎、哭泣啊，这个字眼一直出现。
And from 16, you can see there's the words of wailing and weeping.
那是因为他说神从中间经过了。
And because God will pass through your midst.
那这个就是第四章的第十二节那里说，你要预备迎接你的神，这个就是神来的结果了。
And so, it is like what it says in chapter 4, verse 12, that they need to prepare to meet your God.
那如果现在神所说的信息他们不听
，And if they're not listening to the
不是真的 message。
If they're not listening to the message by God,
那这样子，他是不但是先知，他会为他们做哀歌，连神说，你们最好，你们一定会一直哭的。
And not only that, the prophet writes a lament for them, but that they will all, the people also will be crying and wailing.
这是神说的，你们一定会哭到不行。
And this is what the Lord says that you will, there will be nonstop wailing and crying.
这个就是神。他如果来到我们当中的时候，如果我们的心是 没有跟神在一起的，不听神的话的人的结果就是哀嚎。
And so if our hearts are not the same as God, then the result will be that they will be wailing.
所以第十八节接下去他讲那个有祸，想望神的日子来到了，有祸了。
And so in verse 18 it talks about the coming of the day of the Lord.
哦，所以在阿摩斯书里面谈到两个祸，就是五章十八节的第一个，他们以为神来的时候是要处罚他们的敌人。其实不是，神是要处罚他们自己。
And so there are two woes. The first woe is that the God will come to punish them.
哦，因为当时百姓以为说神来了是要来让他们得胜，让他们的敌人消失的。
Because at first they thought that the Lord was coming to help them defeat their enemies and to help them be victorious.
但是其实神来的时候是他们要哀哭的时候。
However, with the day of the Lord, when the Lord comes, is when they will be crying and wailing.
第二个祸就是我们讲过的第六章第一节的。
And the second woe is in chapter 6, verse 1.
就是这些领导人，他们在这个国度里面安逸无虑，他们在那里享受他们现有的生活。
And so the people, the notable men are complacent and they are just living their life.
所以他们基本上是已经离开了神的法则，他们欺压贫穷，做一些不义的事情。
And they've already left, departed from the word of God, and have already taken advantage of the poor.
啊，所以这个就是先知所提出的另外一个祸，第六章的。
And so this is the second woe that the prophet mentions in chapter 6.
那第五章十八节这个有祸，就是因为神来的日子就是他们哀哭的日子，他们竟然不知道。
And so, and the woe is that the coming of the Lord is the day that they will be wailing, but they do not know.
那一个日子是黑暗没有光明的。
And this is there's darkness without light.
他说，这个情况是他们没办法躲避的，就是说他们一定要面对。
And so they cannot hide for this, and they will have to face it.
那第十九节里面所描述的那个情景就是非常的生动，躲避狮子又遇到熊，进房子手靠墙被蛇咬。
And it's like in verse 19 it says that a man fled from a lion only to meet a bear, and as he threw, he entered his house and rested on his hand on the wall only to have a snake bite him.
就是说，这个神来的刑罚，他们没有一个能逃避的。
And this is to tell them they cannot escape from the Lord's punishment.
神跟他们说，你们会这样有这个遭遇的。
And so the Lord is telling them that this this punishment is coming from you.
那为什么会这样子？那原因在哪里？为什么神要他们哭呢？
So why is this? So why is it coming from them? Why did the Lord want them to wail?
他们当时的问题出在第二十一节到第二十四节所说的。
And so the problems that they had was in chapter 21 and I mean verse 21 and 22.
有关于拜神的事情，因为神现在关心的是他们对人不义，其实来自于他们对神基本上是没有信。
And because they do not treat man well, which means that they also do not have a heart towards God.
他们不是真心的在敬拜神的人。
They are not truly worshiping God.
哦，所以你看，神现在应该是提回去。神现在告诉他们的是第二十一节。
And so what God tells them is in verse 21.
他说：“我厌恶你们的节期。”
I hate, I despise your religious feasts.
我不喜悦你们的严肃会。
I cannot stand your assemblies.
你们如果献祭给我，我也不接纳。
Even though you may bring me burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them.
哦，你们用献给我这些平安祭、这些肥畜啊，我都不顾，就是我不喜欢。
Though you have though you bring choice fellowship offerings, I will have no regard for them.
你们把这些你们为我唱歌的声音不听。
Away with the noise of your songs, I will not listen to the music of your harps.
什么事情神都说不要了。
And so whatever they do, God does not want it.
可是他们却很虔诚啊，他们很热心哦。
However, they were still very fervent. And
你看他们当时候在守节期、在献祭的事情上，比一般人还更热心的。
And so they were in keeping the religious feasts and in offering, they were very fervent.
我们在第四章第四节已经看过了。
And if we look in chapter 4, verse 4.
每天早晨就上献祭，然后每三天就奉上十分之一。
And so they make sacrifices every morning and give tithe every 3 years.
那他们在那里所做的事情基本上是给他们自己，他们是用这个来 向人家宣告说哇我很虔诚我是在敬拜神的人。
And this is just sort of to tell, let people know that they are worshiping God and they are being very fervent.
哦所以第五节神才说你看你们是把这些事情这些干净祭宣传报告给众人让众人看到说我有这个好行为啊我敬拜神啊。
And so God tells them in verse 5 that you're just bragging about your offerings and boasting about them.
所以这是你们喜爱的，你们喜爱的是在人面前的虔诚。
And this is what you love to do.
但是神喜爱的不是这些。
However, what God loves is not this.
啊，神喜爱什么
？So what does God love?
你看，现在神跟他的百姓这样劝告。
And so God tells us to his people.
我们现在看五章的第四节。
Let's look at chapter 5, verse 4.
这是神向以色列人说的。
And this is what the Lord says to the house of Israel.
啊，你要寻求我，就必存活。
Seek me and live.
哦，所以从第四节开始，你看那个我都是神说的。
And so for starting from verse 4, all the me's and I's are talking about the Lord.
四节跟五节是神说的话语。
And so it's the word of God in chapter verse 4 and 5.
哦，所以他现在说，你寻求我就必存活。
Seek me and live.
啊，不要跑去伯特利，也不要到基甲，也不要到别示巴。
Do not seek Bethel. Do not go to Gilgal. Do not journey to Beersheba.
哦，那因为基甲会被掳掠。
Gilgal will surely go into exile.
伯特利会归无有。
And Bethel will be reduced to nothing.
那这个其实，在他们原来的希伯来文里面呢、啊，基甲跟掳掠，它那个原文上同一个字母开始的，它是有相关的，是双关语，就是说这个字本身也有那个掳掠的意思。
So, exile.
那个基甲跟掳掠 yeah.
Exile?
Captivity.
Oh yeah. So the word Gilgal and exile in the Hebrew language are very similar.
伯特利他的这个 Bethel 有这个翻归无有，这个无有本身就是其实就是像偶像或者是像空的 man。Vanity, 虚空的。
And so Bethel and the nothing in Hebrew also means
这个无有，这个 nothing。
Nothing
就是跟偶像是一样的。
And it's like an idol。
那这个时候，其实我们都知道，耶罗波安第二啊，他把金牛犊放在伯特利嘛。
And we know that
Jeroboam
put the
那个金牛犊
golden calf in Bethel.
对，然后放在伯特利，让这些以色列人来那里献祭守节期啊。
And he left it there for them to worship.
伯特利本来是那个雅各碰到神的地方啊。
And so, however, Bethel was the place that Jacob encountered God.
那个地方本来雅各说这个地方就是天的门，对不对？神的殿啊。
And so Jacob said that Bethel was the place of was the heaven's door.
但是现在以色列人他们把它变成放偶像的地方了。
However, for the Israelite people, they made it into a place where they worship idols.
所以这个伯特利，他现在说他会变成虚空的。你在那里敬拜神，或者在那里做了一切事情，实际上是等于白做的啦。
And so saying in verse 5 that Bethel will be reduced to nothing.
那这个。我们现在看一下何西阿书，我们就会更清楚。
Let's turn to Hosea.
因为是同一个时期的先知。
And because Hosea was in the same period and time as Amos.
何西阿书四章十五节。
Hosea chapter 4 verse 15.
四章十五节。
4 verse 15.
以色列啊，你虽然行淫，犹大却不可以犯罪，不要往基甲去，也不要上到伯雅文，也不要指着永生的神起誓。
Verse 15, though you commit adultery, O Israel, let not Judah become guilty. Do not go to Gilgal, do not go up to Beth Avon, and do not swear as surely as the Lord lives.
这个伯雅文就是伯特利的意思。
And so Beth Avon also is another name for Bethel.
所以这个时候已经本来是神的殿已经变成偶像之家。
And so it used to be the house of God now becomes a house of wickedness.
偶像是那个
idols.
那所以这个雅文，这个伯雅文，他就把它，这个就是一种意识转进去的，所以雅文就是虚无的意思，就是没有了，等于是你到这边这个地方就变空的了。
So Beth Avon is a change in the word, and Avon actually means nothing.
所以当时候，其实以色列百姓他们行淫在何西阿书人的重点就是他们去跟随偶像，他们不是在跟随神。
So the main point of the book of Hosea is that they were following idols and not following God.
所以在属灵上他们是犯奸淫。
And so in spiritual seeking, they were committing adultery.
虽然他们一样是在献祭给神哦。
So even though they were still offering up to God.
可是他其实是在神的眼中他是犯奸淫，因为他们同时在拜偶像。
However, in God's eyes, they were committing adultery because they were also worshiping idols.
哦，所以当时候神特别透过阿摩斯先知要百姓改变，要听他的话来寻求他。
And so through Amos, the God wanted the people to change and.
哦，要寻求他就可以得存活了。
And to seek God so that they can live.
啊，所以寻求他，你现在不是跑到伯特利去了。
And so it's not to seek and live is not to go to Bethel.
寻求神要用什么？
So how do you seek God?
是要用我们的生活里面去真正的改变的。
And it is just through making changes in our life.
哦，因为现在他们对以色列来说，他们去伯特利没有用啊，那去基甲也没有用啊。
And so it's no longer of use for the Israelite people to go to Bethel or to go to Gilgal.
因为现在他们去那里，基本上他们献祭神也不悦纳。他们所做的等于白做了。
And so because whatever they offer, God was not accepting of it, so whatever they do is pointless.
现在神要他们回转。
So God wants them to return.
真的用心去寻求神。
To use their heart to seek after the Lord.
好，所以现在第六节，五章第六节。
Let's look at chapter 5, verse 6.
现在是阿摩斯先知对他们的提醒。
And this is the reminder given by Prophet Amos.
我们应该是跳过了看这里。阿摩斯先知对他们的提醒。
Amos chapter 5 verse 6.
他说，诶，你要寻求神就可以存活，这是先知重复神的话语。
He says, seek the Lord and live. So he repeats the word of God.
如果我们能够听神的话，照神的方式来寻求神。
And if we're able to listen to the word of God and do according to what the words, the Lord says and seek after him.
那这样子我们神有可能会再改变心意的啦。
Then God will might change his heart.
哦，所以第六节他是这样说，你请读。
And so verse 6, seek the Lord and live, or he will sweep through the house of Joseph like a fire. It will devour and Bethel will have no one to quench it.
哦，所以如果我们寻求神的话，那个有可能神就不会让这个火发出来，那伯特利就不会焚烧，然后还有救了。
And so if you seek the Lord, then there might not be a great fire, and that Bethel will not be destroyed.
好，所以你看先知的这个提醒在第十四节跟十五节是一样的。
And so the prophet again reminds him in verse 14 and 15.
你们要求善，不要求恶，就可以存活。
Seek good, not evil, that you may live.
因为神就会照你们所说的话照你们所说的与你们同在。
Then the Lord Almighty will be with you, just as you say he is.
哦。然后第十五节在强调说，要厌恶恶好善。
So in 15 says, hate evil, love good.
然后要在普通话讲，秉公行义就是要有公义公平。
To maintain justice in the courts.
然后他说，或者神他还会向约瑟的渔民哦施恩的，神还是会有怜悯会改变的。
So perhaps the Lord God Almighty will have mercy on the remnant of Joseph.
所以就看我们。听到神的话语的时候，我们愿不愿意改变呢、啊、
？So after when we hear the word of God, are we willing to change?
神他是很严厉的，但是神也是他目的不是要把人毁灭，而是要人悔改。
So our Lord is very strict. However, His goal is not for to destroy us, but for people to change.
所以我们看到先知的这个信息，我们一定要把它应用在我们的生活里面。
So when we hear this exhortation by the prophet, we need to use this in our life.
现在有时候我们误解了神。他为什么给我们定律法啊？给我们诫命的用意
？So we might not think about what
就是为什么要有律法？为什么要有这些规定呢
？About why we must have all these laws and regulations？
它规定是要让我们能够保持在神的爱里面，照他的方法来生活。
And so the purpose of these laws is so that we can remain in the love of God and
那有时候我们人可能会犯错
，so a man can some may commit sin，
让神生气啊
，and make God angry。
但是我们如果了解说，哎，神现在他其实先讲在前面，所以神都先派先知先警告。
So so the Lord first sends a prophet to give a warning。
他警告就说，你如果回头就没事了。
And to tell them that if you repent, then then God will not destroy。
先知他也了解神的心意，所以他说，如果我们改变，我们真的。听从神，那神他会再一次施恩，我们会平安的。
And if you're able to repent, then God will again give mercy.
哦，这个就是其实 他知道神的用意是要让我们回头而已啊。
So the prophet Amos understood that the Lord's warning was for us to change.
所以你看神他给我们这些原则，就是要让我们走出去以后能够再走回来，再走回来他的路线里面，我们才有平安，也才有得救的机会。
And so it was an opportunity for them to return back to God and to be receive God's mercy.
所以我们有时候我们人误解神，就是认为说啊，我现在犯错了，那我没有希望了，那我回头也没有用了，最后一定灭亡，那我干嘛现在要这么辛苦？
And so sometimes we may think that oh we have sinned again. What's the point of returning back to God?
其实我们都知道，回到神是唯一的出路。
We all know that the first way out is to return back to God.
是的，圣经里面有讲说致死的罪，或者是没有致死的罪啊。
And so Bible says that there are sins that lead to death and sins that do not lead to death.
这是要让我们了解说，我们要知道神真的是圣洁的原则，我们不可以去破坏。
And so to let us know that God's holiness we cannot break.
我们需要保持圣洁，那在我们让我们跟神一直都能够有这个属灵的生命的联系。
So we need to keep ourselves holy so that we can have a constant communication with God, connection with God.
那如果今天真的一个人他犯错了，
and however someone commits a sin,
那犯错之后你没有路了。
If you commit a sin, then you do not have a path out.
但是就像先知这里说的，如果我们愿意寻求善，然后不再继续作恶，那时候他也许神还会再施怜悯，让那个约瑟的渔民呢、哦、向他们施恩呢、啊。
However, if it's like what it says in the prophet Amos says, see good and not evil, then we may be able to return back to God.
所以当我们悔改以后，我们一直照着神的方式来生活，来改变，那真的我们可以看到神的怜悯。
And once we repent and we really apply God's teaching in our life, then we can see God's mercy.
这就是我们对神的信心，因为我们相信神的应许，他在圣经里面所留给我们的法则。
And so this is the faith that we have in God, and this is the laws that He's given to us in the Bible.
所以你看，他一直要求要悔改。
So he keeps emphasizing that we need to repent.
要寻求神就得存活。
That we need to seek God and then we will live.
所以不要对神失去信心了。
So we should not lose hope in God.
回头归向神是唯一的出路。
So to return back to Him is the first step.
所以我们有一些弟兄姐妹可能失落信心。
So some of brothers and sisters may lose faith.
他们可能犯错。
They might have committed sins.
但是一定要再一次的归向他们，回头回到神来是唯一的出路了，不然没有路了。
And so, however, so we need to encourage them to return back to God because that is their way out.
好，那所以我们现在来看，为什么当时候先知啊，他会劝勉他们要寻求神，表示说他们已经离开神了。
And so, why did the prophet tell the Israelites to return? Because that means that they've already strayed away.
他们离开神的原因在哪里？他们为什么会走到这个地步啊？
And how did they already stray away from God? How did they get to this point?
我们现在看第五章。
Let's look at verse 5.
第五章的第七节。
Oh, chapter 5, verse 7.
第五章第七节。
Chapter 5, verse 7. 7. You who turn justice into bitterness and cast righteousness to the ground.
他们当时候离弃了公平公义的。
So they have already turned away from justice.
所以我们就从阿摩斯一直看到从前到现在啊，从前面一直到现在都一直强调他们当时候没有公平也没有公义嘛。
And so it tells us this throughout the book of Amos keeps emphasizing that they did not have justice and they did not have righteousness.
表示说他们对人这个关系啊，对人的态度跟神的原则差太远了。
And so that means that the relationships that they had with people was very far away from what God wanted for them.
神其实要求他们敬拜神的真正表现是在跟人之间能够符合神的原则，就是公义又怜悯。
And so because God wanted them to treat each other with righteousness and justice.
他们没有，他们把公义丢掉了。
However, they did not. They threw it all away.
然后呢？现在看第九、第十节。
And however, let's look at verse 10. Verse 10, you hate the one who reproves in court and despise him who tells the truth.
好，所以第十节说你们怨恨那个在城门口责备人的。
Verse 10 says you hate the one who reproves in court.
也就是说，他不愿意听人家的规劝嘛。
Which means that they do not want to hear the correction by other people.
不但是不听，还是还怨恨他。
And not only that, but they also despise the person.
然后又憎恶那说正直话的。
And despise those who tell this truth.
啊，那我们就知道说，你看，当一个人哦，这个就是一个人迷失的啊，离开神的原因呢。
And so this is a reason for a person to be lost.
因为我们如果那个属灵的敏感度还存在的话。
And so if our spiritual sensitivity is still there.
我们就会知道说，哎，我们有时候犯错，别人跟我们提醒、规劝的话也很难听，很难吞下去。但是其实这个是对我们有好处的。
However, so when someone gives us a rebuke or criticism, then even though it's hard to hear, we can still swallow it.
我们如果真的是敬畏神的人
，because if we are real people who are submissive to God,
心中有神啊
，and there is God in our hearts.
那我们就会啊，说谢谢。
Then we would say thank you.
哦，那这是那一个人如果他恨恶哦，然后又讨厌啊，反正他这样，结果最后就是像这里所说的，走向灭亡。
And so, however, if a person hates those who, and despise hates those who correct him, and also despise those who tell the truth, then they will end in destruction, like it says.
来看一个例子。
Let's give an example.
第七章
，in chapter 7,
第十节
，verse 10.
第七章第十节
，chapter 7, verse 10.Then Amaziah the priest of Bethel sent a message to Jeroboam king of Israel. Amos is raising conspiracy against you in the very heart of Israel. The land cannot bear all his words.
这个是阿摩斯他跟众百姓宣告了他所看到的神所指示的异象。
And so Amos has spoken to the Israelite people the vision that he saw from God.
第八节是说，你看他看到神的那个准绳吊起来在以色列民当中，神说我不再宽恕他们了。
And in verse 8, chapter 7, verse 8, it says that there is a plumb line, and the Lord says, I will spare them no longer.
哦，第九节是说这个丘坛就会荒凉，圣所会被毁灭，哦，然后我要用刀攻击耶罗波安的全家。
In verse 9, the high places of Isaac will be destroyed, and the sanctuaries of Israel will be ruined. With my sword, I'll rise against the house of Jeroboam.
这个以撒的丘坛代表就是指以色列。
And so the plumb line among the people.
以撒的丘坛，那个 Isaac, 那个 high place or Isaac.
Oh, the high places of Isaac represents the Israelite people.
哦，这个就是用以撒来代替以色列的。
And so Isaac represents Israelite people.
哦，那这样子，他说神兴起，他用刀攻击耶罗波安的家，其实用王代表整个国家以色列国。
And so with my sword, I'll rise against the house of Jeroboam. So this the House Jeroboam is the king, which represents the Israelite people.
所以这个准绳吊起来，表示他们在神眼中不正，所以应该要被审判，会被审判的。神不再宽恕了。
And so this plumb line, they did not meet it. So then that means that they will be destroyed by God.
现在这个伯特利的祭司亚玛谢，他现在跑去跟王报告了。
And so now, Amaziah the priest of Bethel went to give a message to Jeroboam, king of Israel.
这个先知说。你的家会被刀杀，以色列民会被掳到外邦去的。
And here, it says Amos is saying that Jeroboam will die and that the Israel will go into exile.
哦，所以跑去打报告了。
And so this priest went to give a message.
然后跑来去，自己跑来去跟阿摩斯先知说了。
And went to Amos saying.
哦，第十二节。
In verse 12.
哦，你赶快跑回到你的犹大家去吧。在那边找一些工作做，那边糊口啊，
12,
在那里收预言啊，不要来这边讲了。
And 12, and then Amaziah said to Amos, "Get out, you seer, go back to the land of Judah, earn your bread there, and do your prophesying there."
意思是说，你如果要借这个糊口的话，你找错地方了。
And so basically, he's telling him that if you're going to say these things, then you're saying them in the wrong place.
那表示说，以前当时候有一个所谓的职业性的先知，就是专门。做先知的。
So which means that at the time there must be a person that was their job was to prophesy.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
这里伯特利这里有王的圣所跟王的宫殿啊。
13. Don't prophesy anymore at Bethel because this is the king's sanctuary and the temple of the kingdom.
你看他讲的是王的，是属王的，属人的，不是属神的。
And so here it says it's the king's sanctuary, which means it belongs to God, to man and not to God.
所以既然是王的圣所，王的宫殿，你现在讲话至少要让这个王听起来舒服吧。
And so it says that it's the king's sanctuary and the temple of the kingdom, so you should say things that please the king.
啊，所以当时阿摩斯讲的信息听起来很难听啊。
Because at the time, what Amos was prophesizing was not easy for the king to hear.
是咒诅的话。
Because it
对他们听起来好像咒诅的话嘛。
Is that he was rebuking them?
咒诅是 curse,
cursing them.
那这个时候，阿摩斯 就跟亚玛谢说，我本来不是先知，我本来不是职业先知嘛。
And so Amos replies that I was neither a prophet.
我是牧人，是修理桑树的人啊。
And but I was a shepherd and also took care of the sycamore fig trees.
是神叫我来讲的。
But the Lord took me to say this.
你说你去向我的民以色列说预言。
And so it told me to go prophesy to my people Israel.
这个民是神的。
And so the word is God's.
这个民，这些百姓是属神的
名啊。Oh, and so these are people belonging to God.
哦，所以现在是神说的话，不是我自己说的。
And so this is the words of God, not his own.
你就知道说，当时候什么叫做他们憎恨那些说责备话的，什么叫做厌恶那个说正直话的人。
And so this is what it means when they say that they despise, hated those who reproved and quarreled, despised those who tell the truth.
今天你看，大部分人也不喜欢听责备的话。
Today, for most part, no one likes to hear words of rebuke.
但是，也只有这样一些话语才真的会带给他们生命呢。
However, it is only these words that can give them life.
一直讲好听的话，其实最后也是一起灭亡。
However, if you just say words that are easy to hear, at the end there will be destruction.
所以当时候的选民的心眼是瞎眼的，就是他们是迷失的。
So the people at the time, the eyes of their heart were blind.
那第五章接下去看回来第五章第十一节。
Let's turn back to chapter 5, verse 11.
你看他们现在对人在强调他们践踏平民勒索那些贫穷的。
And so in chapter 5, verse 11 says you trample on the poor and force him to give you grain.
他们很贪心的想要压榨那些贫穷无助的人。
So they were very greedy and took away from the poor.
最后呢，他们这些贪心有用吗？
However, at the end, was this greediness of use?
没有用啊！他说：“你们现在盖那个很坚固的房子，最后也不能住啊。”
Because because therefore, even though you built stone mansions, you cannot live in them.
你现在有那些很好的葡萄园，你现在产的酒，你不能喝不到了。
Though you have planted lush vineyards, you will not drink their wine.
那他们这些好的房建造房屋，他们有这些葡萄园的酒，其实是从苦待异人收受贿赂。去往穷华人来的了。
And so these stone mansions and these vineyards came from the money of the poor.
哦，所以其实当时候百姓的生活真的是腐败了，败坏 corruption.
So the lives of these people at the time were filled with corruption.
他说，对神是不是真心在敬拜神的？对人又是非常的残忍，很贪心，又很没有怜悯。
So they were not worshiping God correctly, and also towards man, they were very cruel and greedy.
但是表面上又非常的虔诚。
However, at an outward appearance, they look very devout.
就又好像说，我们他把敬拜神的事情当那么一回事了。
And like that, they care greatly about worshiping God.
可是，在神看来，他说这一切都是空的。
However, in God's eyes, these were all vanity.
所以我们现在看到、听到先知他这样的呼吁了哈。
So after these rebuke coming from the prophet Amos.
我们现在看回来第五章的第二十五节。
Let's look at chapter 5, verse 25.
现在这一段话是神说的。
So these words come from God.
五章二十五节。
Chapter 5, verse 25.
以色列家，你们在这旷野四十年，岂是将祭物跟供物献给我呢
？Did you bring me sacrifices and offerings 40 years in the desert, or house of Israel?
当时候，你看。其实以色列百姓在旷野这四十年当中他们每天吃玛拿，他们跟随云柱火柱，他们经历很多很多神奇。
And so, the 40 years that the Israelite people were in the wilderness, they ate manna and they followed the pillar of cloud or fire.
但其实你看他们在这个旷野的旅程里面他们因为还没有固定下来，所以他们没有真正那个律法里面所讲的这么多献祭的事情他们其实没有办法那个时候就在执行了。
And so because they were kept wandering in the wilderness, so they were not able to consistently give offerings.
哦，就是说，神颁布律法是你们进迦南地以后应该要这样子做。
And so these laws that Moses, that the Lord gave them were supposed to be kept when they went into the land of Canaan.
什么时候要献祭，什么时候要做什么事情，都是你们进了迦南地以后就是要这样执行。
So how they were supposed to give offering and when they were supposed to give offering, this was all supposed to be done when they entered the land of Canaan.
那是他们在旷野的时候，他们就一群人就跟着这样走了，就跟着约柜一站一站一站这样子进行。
And however, when they were in the wilderness, they just followed the ark and went one place at a wandering around the place.
你看神这样，现在他说什么？
However, here, what does the Lord say?
他说：“你们抬着是自己 为自己所造的摩洛的帐幕和偶像的龛呢，并你们的神星。
26, you have lifted up the shrine of your king, the pedestal of your idols, the star of your God.
哦，如果是 NKJV 哈，它的翻译不太一样哈。你这个是什么
？NIV。
NIV 的、mm-hmm. 哦、，NIV 的跟 NKJV 的有点不太一样。啊、请啊，二十五节、二十六节哈、哦，哎，请那个读 NKJV 来读一下，那个声音比较大声的。啊 ，Jeffrey。谢谢，你看他这里说，你们现在抬的是那个 sacrifice、哦、你们的王了、啊，你们的王，所以你们的王表示说，那个是这个偶像的另外一个外邦的偶像。
And so, here it says that they lifted up Sacketh, your king, which is an idol.
好、哦，那另外这个 king，
开王，
啊 ，king。亲是吧？那个这个字啊，这个字本身就是他们那个土星的神。另外，他们所拜的一个神的名字。
And so, the other one is also a name of another god.
那所以他这里他说，一个是战争的神，一个是土地的神啊。
And so, god was for during war for battle.
所以你们是在抬你们所做的偶像啊。
And so he's telling them that you were lifting up an idol.
那是表示说。哎，但其实他们在旷野抬的是约柜，不是吗
？However, didn't they carry the ark when they were in the wilderness?
对不对？在旷野，他们并没有抬偶像啊。
However, and during the wilderness, they did not raise up any idols.
哎，但是当时候这一句话被司提反引用了哈、哦，这一段25节到26节啊。
And however, these words were used by
Stephen.
Stephen.
我们看。使徒行传第七章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 7.
使徒行传第七章。
Acts chapter 7.
第七章。第七章第几节去了？ 42 嘛，哈。
Yeah.
42。
Acts chapter 7, verse 42.
来，请读。
42, but God turned away and gave them over to the worship of the heavenly bodies. This agrees with what is written in the book of the prophets. Did you bring me sacrifice and offerings 40 years in the desert, O house of Israel? 43, you have lifted up the shrine of Molech and the star of your God, Rephan, the idols you made to worship. Therefore, I send you into exile beyond Babylon.
哦，那表示说，当时候其实这是以色列选民呢、啊，他们在旷野跟随的神呢、啊，他们从心里面跟在表面性，他们认定的，他们的心跟他们的外表的行为不太一致的。
And so for the Israelite people, as they were wandering in the wilderness, their heart was different from what was on the outside.
也就是说，其实他们当时候。有些人是把这个约柜当作一种偶像在看的。
And so some people thought of the ark as a kind of idol.
因为他们当时候在旷野，你看他们看不到他们习惯的那个有一个形象的神嘛。
Because as they were wandering in the wilderness, they could not see a form of a god.
但其实他们是天天在看神的作为的。
However, they were able to see the work of God every day.
神是可以出声音跟他们讲话的。
God could speak to them with a voice.
圣经说神是跟着他们那个灵磐石，那个磐石一直跟着他们呢、啊，那个磐石的、啊、哈。
Stone.
那个对，那个 rock.
Oh, and so have God was with them in a rock.
那个吩咐磐石出水就可以解渴了。
And so, speaking to the rock to give out water, and there will be water.
那所以其实当时候。百姓他们在跟从神的心智是跟神不一样。
And so the heart of the people as they were were following God was different.
这是为什么在民数记第十四章的地方特别提到加勒跟耶稣亚他们两个人。
And because that's why in Numbers chapter 14 it talks about Joshua and Caleb.
他们两个人是有专一跟从神的心智。
And because these two people were men who followed God's heart.
第十四章的第二十四节。
And Numbers chapter 14 verse 24.24. But because my servant Caleb has a different spirit and follows me wholeheartedly, I will bring him into the land he went to, and his descendants will inherit it.
所以你看他跟从神，他有另外一个心智，专一跟从神，什么意思？
And so he has a different spirit in following the Lord.
也就是说，他知道神的法则，他知道神应许他们啊，他神很多的作为都是要让他们真的跟神连在一起。
So he understood about God and the connection between man and God, and to that God was walking with them.
当时候他们碰到困难，对加勒跟耶稣来说，神会帮助他们克服。
And so, and when they encounter difficulty for Amos and for Joshua and Caleb, they believed that God will be with them.
虽然亚纳人很高大
，so even though the Canaanites were very big,
城墙很坚固
and very strong,
没有关系。
It is no problem.
然后神帮助我们，我们就得胜，我们就现在就进去。
Because with God's help, then they will be a victorious and be able to enter.
其他人就不一样了。
However, the other ten were different.
没有信心呢。
They had no faith.
他不是真的从心里面看到神的作为。
They did not truly see God's work from their hearts.
所以当时候其实很多人是跟着这个群众一起走的。
And so there's just a lot of and there are people at the time that were just following the crowd.
是圣经里面就说这个叫做不信的恶心呢。
And so this in the Bible it says that this is the unbelieving heart.
哦，所以他这个最后通通倒在旷野，进不了迦南地了。
So at the end, they all fell in the wilderness, not unable to enter the land of Canaan.
只有这个真的用专心跟从神的这两个人，他们真的神给他们的应许实现了。
So only those two people who followed God wholeheartedly were able to enter and receive the inheritance in Canaan.
那当时候百姓他们是想在想什么
？So what were the people, Israel people thinking about at the time?
你如果看民数记第十一章
，Let's if you look at Numbers chapter 11.
民数记第十一章
，Numbers chapter 11.
第五节
，verse 5.
他们虽然跟着神。跟着云柱火柱在走，可是心里面一直想的是埃及那边好吃的东西啊。
So even though they were walking in the wilderness, all they were thinking about were the good food that they ate in Egypt.
想到玛拉这个，就是心里都枯竭的。他说除了这个没有什么东西吃啊。
And so they were complaining that the only thing they could eat was manna.
啊，现在看第十四章。
Let's look at verse chapter 14.
十四章第二节。
14 verse 2.
发怨言啊。巴不得我们早死在埃及跟在旷野。
In verse 2, the Israelite people complained to Moses.
我们回去埃及不是更好吗？
He said they wanted to go back to Egypt. Isn't it better to go back to Egypt?
这个就是他们其实这样敬拜神，基本上是表面性的崇拜。
So the people at the time were just worshiping God on the surface.
所以对神来说，对神来说，他们这样的一个敬拜是空的。神其实已经派先知在提醒他们。
And so for them, for God, this worship was empty, and that so the he sent a prophet to remind them.
哦，所以你看，神说你们献祭啊，我也不接纳。
And so God says that even though you may give these offering, I do not accept them.
哦，所以我们如果看回来第五章
，We turn back to Amos chapter 5.
神一直强调
，God keeps emphasizing.
神真的希望什么？他神要的是什么
？And what does God want?
第五章的第二十四节。
Amos chapter 5 verse 24.
唯愿公平如大水滚滚，使公义如江河滔滔。
24. But let justice roll on like a river, righteousness like a never failing stream.
神希望的是说，百姓他真的在心里面从他们心里面敬拜神以后，他对人有公义公平。
And so what God wants from them after they come to worship God is that and towards man they have justice and righteousness.
有公义公平以后，这个整个百姓的家就真的是成为神的国度了。
And so if there's justice and righteousness, then the house of God will be a peaceful one.
他们就不会去欺压贫穷的。
They will not be greedy for and trample on the poor.
不会去收受贿赂。
And they will not force him to give you grain.
Bribe.
Will not bribe people.
然后他们不会去曲枉正直，就是不会把那个不公义的事情当作对的。
And so they will not try to say what is unrighteous to be righteous.
好，这个就是神给他们的提醒，神要改变他们。
And so this is God's reminder to them and what God wanted them to change.
可是就阿摩斯书的信息来看
，However from the Amos rebukes us.
神给他们要更正的哈。
So God tells these things that they need to change.
可是在第八章的第一节，神给先知看了另外一个异象。
However, in chapter 8, God gives prophet Amos another vision.
那个异象就是那个夏天的果子，有一筐夏天的果子。
And it was a basket of ripe fruit.
那这个果子，那神问阿摩斯说：“你看到什么？”
And God asked him, "What do you see, Amos?"
这个果子，这一筐果子啊。
And he says, "A basket of ripe fruit."
然后第二节，神说。我们以色列的绝期到了，我必不再宽恕他们了。
And so then the Lord said to me, "The time is right for my people Israel. I'll spare them no longer."
这个绝期到就是啊，现在第三节说诗歌就变成哀歌了。
And three in verse three it says, "In that day," declares the sovereign Lord, "the songs in the temple turn to wailing."
到处都是尸首，到处抛弃，无人作声，就是说到处都是尸，没有人，已经没有人有那个心情再去唱什么哀歌，因为通通都是尸。
And many bodies flung everywhere, silence, because everybody is crying.
那因为其实当时候那些人他们不听神的劝勉。
And because the people at the time did not listen to the warning by God.
第四节，你们这些吞吃穷乏人的，请听我说。
And it's in verse 4, "Hear this, you who trample the needy."
你看他们现在吞吃穷乏人，现在再一次的第八章的信息是把他们虚假的敬拜连在一起的。
And so this connects the worship and those who are trampling the needy.
他们好像很敬畏神，其实他说他们只是在等时间过去而已啊。那个安息日赶快过去，我们就可以赶快做生意，又可以去赚很多钱呢。
So even though they might seem that they are very devout, however, they were just passing time and just coming to worship.
他真的在意的就是得到物质的好处啊。
And however, what they were most concerned about was receiving material wealth.
然后又可以欺诈别人啊，诈欺别人啊。
And so they can take away from other people.
然后这一件事，这些事情，每一件事情，神都记住。
And so all of these things, God remembers.
这些事情你看第七节。
Let's look at verse 7.
神指着雅各的荣耀启示说：“他们一切行为，我必永远不忘。”
7. The Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob, "I will never forget anything they have done."
就是因为他所行的这些事情，神说：“你们的节期到了。”
And because of all these things that they have done wrong, God says to them, "The time is, I will spare them no longer."
所以我们今天要能够听到神的劝勉。
So today we need to be able to hear the warning and rebuke by God.
看到先知里面的信息啊。
And to hear and see the warning by the prophet.
我们要能够警醒。
And to be prepared.
你看，我们来参加学生灵会，我们听到很多很多道理。
And because we have come to CYSC and we've learned many teachings.
最重要的是我们回去的时候会改变啊。
However, the most important is whether or not we will change when we return home.
今天我们在这个地方这几天，我们可以很感动，可以很多时间祷告。
And so here, these past couple of days, we can be very touched by our prayers.
但是回去以后如果没有改变
，However, when we go home and we do not change,
最后还是一样。
At the end, it is the same.
结局还是因为来到。
And the end will come.
所以重点是我们能够听到神的劝勉，能够真的从心里面用心灵跟诚实敬拜神、敬畏神，改变我们的生活。
And so it is only when we are able to hear the word and rebuke of God and be able to change.
我们这一段时间所听到的这些很好的道理啊，不要吃太多那个junk food.
And so that here, like these past couple of days, we have listened to many different sermon, so let us not
spiritual junk food.
Have too much spiritual junk food.
那不要不小心吃到中毒的那个 bait.
And so also not eat poisonous bait.
那这样子我们会死的，自己怎么死都不知道。
And we might not even know how we die.
所以我们一定要听到神的声音，然后改变我们自己。
So we must hear the voice of God and change ourselves.
所以愿主耶稣带领我们。
And may God guide us.
我们明天再继续完成阿摩斯书。
And so we will continue the book of Amos tomorrow.
来，我们一起默祷。
Let us bow our heads and pray in silence.